What the trends suggest. If you watch events, some trends start to emerge. One is that a rearrangement of the international order is occurring, but both the two alternative versions of it are global. The rearrangement suspiciously resembles a 1947 map, see graphic above. We see the U.S. joining with Canada and Greenland and many other places, Russia joining with Eastern Europe, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, and Indonesia and other nations joining, etc. How that translates, I think, is that we won't escape globalization. It's whether we want to do it with honest people who have our liberation at heart, or with dishonest people who have in mind killing 95% of us and ruling over the rest. And I don't really care about the labels, liberal, leftist, Democrat, deep state, etc. They're all playing by the same playbook with the same goal in mind, world domination, not world liberation. If I stop here, I'm still in the realm of good taste. If I go farther into Satanism, child killing, and adrenochrome, I will have left it. I won't go there if you promise me you understand that the behavior of many in the deep state has gone way below human or humane. We're talking here about the international order, the world, the globe. What results either way is going to be global. When the first of our star family uncloaks and lands among us, it'll be instantly clear why we need a global government. Who speaks for Earth? So might I invite us to re-examine the subject of globalization. The problem is not globalization, but dishonest and inhumane people working woe on the rest of the population. It's not a structural problem, but a character problem. Perhaps just place a bookmark here. Virtuous people make globalization work. Vice-ridden people make it fail.